Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. We are excited to have you today. Today we have a very exciting episode called Why Affordable Identity Protection is a Must-Have Employee Benefit, something near and dear to everybody's hearts. This is Laura Alley, and I am the president of Triple Win Sales in Chatham, New Jersey. I am a small business owner, and I help other businesses. Our company helps other businesses grow and transform their businesses with very unique sales and marketing strategies. We've had this radio show now for a couple of years, and we only and always ask the most exciting, dynamic, and forward-thinking business owners out there, and we are very excited to have a special one of them here today. Mark Perkins happens to be one of my favorite business people, great, talented CEO. He's a really good, funny, nice guy as well, and we're excited to have him today. So we started the show a little bit early, so we're just waiting for him to join us, but we'd ask everybody out there that's listening with your questions to please dial in to the number 929-477-2427, and you can call in live with your questions. And also at the end of the show, if you wish to reach any, if you'd like to get in touch with Mark or myself after the show, you can call us at 973-723-3084. And we'd be happy to talk to you more after the show. So I believe Mark is joining us now. Mark, is that you?
Good morning, Laura.
Good morning. We just did our introduction because I got on a minute or two early. So we are very excited and very thrilled for you to join us today. How's your summer going, Mark?
My summer is going fantastically. How is yours?
It's fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. So I already told everybody what we're going to be talking today, and it's an exciting topic because identity protection, I think, is something that everyone assumes they have because it comes with most credit cards. You get those little credit alerts, or if somebody, if they see some fraudulent activity or some mysterious activity, I should say, they call you. But why is it that people should know that that's really not enough? What would you say, Mark, when it comes to identity protection?
Well, I think that first of all, you know, to give credit where it's due to the credit card companies and banks, et cetera, they're making a much, much bigger effort to secure the information of their clients and customers. But the reality is that they're really only interested in looking after their clients. So you really need to take a more holistic, comprehensive view of it. For example, and I'm just throwing names out here, but if you have a Chase bank card, that's great, but Chase are not necessarily going to look after your HSBC card for you or your Bank of America card, obviously. So you need a comprehensive one-stop shop that's going to try and put the barriers of identity theft as high as they can possibly be for you, the individual. But don't make any mistake. It's only a question of when, not if, you're going to be hacked. Identity theft is not preventable.
I know, it's scary. I think I read a statistic, and I could be wrong, but that 2.8 billion people a year get their identities hacked. Is that true?
Well, that was that's a global number, obviously. Perhaps to be more specific to the United States, there was a recent technology survey done, and IBM stated that there have been 1 billion leaks or breaches of personally identifiable information, so social security number, email addresses, home addresses, et cetera, just in 2014. So clearly, this is not something that as it used to be, is measured in the thousands. It's measured in the hundreds of millions now. And obviously, we've had some incredibly high-profile breaches over the past 12 months with the likes of Kmart, Chase, Target, Home Depot, and, of course, very, very recently, the Office of Personnel Management of the government. And I think what this highlights for sure is that, understandably, people believe that when they're dealing with large institutions, that their information is safe and is being protected. These companies are just not able to prevent it. That's the reality of it. And I think that's been cruelly revealed recently, especially with the government breach where people's whole profile was put at danger. You know, background checks, obviously financial information, very personal information, medical information. So it's very, very, very disturbing. And I think just one thing I'd like to throw in there is lest people think that everything is cyber, digital, state-sponsored hacking, etc. Whilst that's true, about 40% of identity theft is still done in what we call more traditional ways. So people having their wallets stolen and their credit card information stolen, paper records taken out of their mailboxes in the morning, credit card statements, etc., etc. People building up profiles of you that way. So, you know, it's not just digital, and that's another reason why we believe that you need a comprehensive and robust solution.
Yeah, and you were mentioning the government, and I think that's people's fear when they hear that kind of stuff, because everybody has that fear of Big Brother watching them anyway, and who has more data on us than the government. It really makes it a very real threat, I think, for the average American. And something else I read recently is that students are a big target of identity theft. Do you agree with that, or do you guys have a special...
No, absolutely. I mean, without wanting to keep throwing out statistics, but this industry is in some ways very good because we have a lot of data that's collated by professional bodies, the government, various agencies, so we can rely on at least the data that they're producing. And the 0 to 29-year-old age group is the biggest former of complaints to the Federal Trade Commission, and has been for the last 3 years. That demographic is extremely vulnerable. Why? Well, two reasons. Because kids from 0 to the age of 18 can't have credit files, and therefore there's an 18-year period where there's a big void in your life unless parents are checking on their kids to make sure that they haven't got any kind of credit file, which is illegal.
Right.
You can go to work, you can earn a paycheck, you cannot borrow money, you cannot apply for credit cards. So there's a whole 18-year period where people are vulnerable to their whole identity being misused fraudulently, and then they get to 18, and all of a sudden they find out that they have these horrendous credit file issues. We've had 12-year-olds bankrupted. We've had 9-year-olds with $700,000 debt around their neck.
Holy cow.
All because of fraudulent use. So it's extremely vulnerable. And then obviously when you get to the student, age group, you know, kids are going to college for the first time. They're having to be responsible for their own financial situation. They're in charge of their own records. But I think any of us that have got student kids know that they're not necessarily the most secure or apt to look after information properly. They share passwords with friends. They give information away readily through social media. And they're extremely vulnerable. So, yes, that whole age group and that whole demographic is really, really at risk.
Yeah, I want to touch on social media, but before I do, as I was saying in my introduction, I work with CEOs of mostly privately held companies, but some public ones as well. And why that more and more employees are asking for this type of benefit in the company's suite of benefit products? I see that happening all the time, that they're asking for this. And what's the benefit, do you think, for a CEO to offer this to their employees?
Well, I think there's two reasons. Firstly, just to answer it from potentially the employee's perspective, I think that, companies, obviously, with the increased cost of medical healthcare, are having to pay more. So they're taking away other benefits from employees in order to pay for that. And they're making sure that they're trying to provide a suite of benefits that people actually want and can use. So in a lot of employee benefit bundles, you know, there's free legal, there's pet cards, dental cards, extra roadside assistance. Well, nobody needs a fourth roadside assistance card. Nobody needs a third pet med card, a second free dental card. So what we're seeing is that employees are asking employers to give them benefits that are topical, relevant, and really of some value. And from the employer's perspective, with all of this noise and daily, you know, resonance about data breaches and people's information being fraudulently used, if they provide these kind of services to their employees, we found that employees tend to bring those good habits back into the workplace. So when an employee gets enrolled in an identity theft solution or service or protection program, they start to ask themselves, well, do I change my passwords regularly? You know, am I making sure there's no USB sticks left lying around the place that people can download data with? And therefore, when they go, especially if they're going to work for a small company, and they go into work and all of a sudden they said, you know what, the passwords on this computer haven't been changed for weeks or months. And they go and see the boss and say, hey, have you thought of this? And all of a sudden you start to get from a very basic level, but believe me, it's a lot of the basics that are not attended to, and that's why there are such data breach issues. But they start to bring these good habits into the workplace, and it forms a more secure environment for the employer and the employee.
So do you mentioned social media before, and I know, like, for example, my sister is a social media addict, and she has to post every 10 minutes where she is and take pictures all the time. And I wonder if that's one of the reasons for the rise in so many more people getting their identities hacked. Do you think social media plays into this? And in your expert advice, is there anything to do to help use social media but help protect that?
Social media is a wonderful thing. Social media is the most dangerous thing out there in terms of identity theft. That's because particularly younger age group, but now as well seniors, are using more social media, Facebook, to stay in touch with the grandchildren who may live in another state or even another country. They're telling people where they've been on vacation. They're telling people where they've been, where they're going to go and be for the next 2 weeks. They're telling them that happy 21st birthday, congratulations on getting your new job at Goldman Sachs. Well, what's happening then is that the smart data thieves, they take all this, what's called metadata, and they pin all this together. For example, you know, my wife uses Pinterest, I should say, and Instagram, and, you know, nice clothes or whatever, and which particular store it's at and how you can get it. And the data thieves and the identity thieves pass all this information. They have sophisticated algorithms. So, okay, this woman lives roughly close to Target in Bridgewater or Home Depot in New York. She shops here. She's always sending stuff out about clothes. She's got kids. They live roughly in this area. They then start to go and search the public records. So they look for all the Lynn Perkins or Joe Bloggs that live within a 10-mile radius of Chalk Hills Mall, let's say. And then they start to put the pieces together, and all of a sudden, they have you. And it's extremely dangerous to give up too much information on social media. It's a very, very simple way that identity thieves can put together the pieces to make up and then fraudulently use your profile.
Yeah, I need to put you in touch with my sister, that's for sure. So let me ask you then, I know, right? Let me ask you, what do you guys do? What makes your company different or better? And how do you help all these potential people that might be getting hacked this year? Give us a little brief overview of what you guys offer.
Sure. Well, what we do is, quite frankly, we have concentrated our business whilst we have protective measures and we have proactive monitoring tools. I hate to use a competitor's name, but I will, but similar to a LifeLock type product that are out there, but we do it much, much cheaper and we think much better. But also, we've focused on the fact that the reality is you are going to get hacked. So where do you go? So we have focused on being the one-stop shop, the AAA, if you will, of identity theft. So that if you have an identity theft problem, you come to us. We deal with all of the filling in of the forms. We work with the credit bureaus with you. We'll put credit fraud alerts and freezes on if necessary. We'll deal with the Inland Revenue with you if it's a tax issue. So you can go to one place and have experts give you real advice and look after you comprehensively. You know, it is like the AAA. Your car breaks down on the side of the road. You're not a mechanic. It's just broken down, right? You don't know which piece you're supposed to get from where and how to do it. It's the same with identity theft. It can be a very, very complex problem to deal with. If we did a poll of listeners now and you said to 20 people, okay, where would you go? I'm sure somebody would say, well, I'm going to the police. Somebody would say, I'm going to my accountant. Somebody would say, I'm going to my attorney. you need a one-stop place to go that's going to take this comprehensive approach to the problem and then deal with all those individual parts for you. So we're very focused on dealing with large groups of people. A number of very well-known household insurance companies have our product and embed that in their homeowners and auto policies, et cetera, et cetera. So we really offer the service at both ends of the scale, at the front-end protection, and then obviously dealing with the mess when it happens.
Excellent. All right. That was very helpful. I know I got a lot out of this conversation with you. I know you have a webinar coming up, and you want to just tell our listeners out there a little bit about it and when it is and how they can register?
Yeah, absolutely. You can register for the webinar through our website. You can contact us directly at mperkins@idresolution.net. The webinar is going to be on August the 12th at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. We're going to be focusing on some education for people to get a feel about identity theft and how you can at least try to prevent it, some of the common ways that people get hacked and abused and their information used, where it's used, what it can do to you, particularly in areas like medical identity theft, which is the fastest growing sector within identity theft. And you can end up with not just a financial issue with people using your records to pay for their own medical treatment, but you can end up with effectively a falsified medical record so that your blood types, allergies, et cetera, are not really yours. They're the person's that has hacked your medical records. So that's more than just a financial or fiscal issue. That's a very, very real health and life issue. So we're going to be covering a lot of those things and how we make our benefits available. And again, you know, why employees want them, why employers should have them. And we're excited to be able to share information and knowledge with people that are interested in this very, very real and very invasive problem that we live with now every day.
Excellent. Well, I wish you a lot of luck with your upcoming event and a lot of luck with your growing business. I think anybody that's smart out there, a forward-thinking leader, is smart to engage with you. And I thank you again for your time, Mark. It's always a pleasure to talk with you and have you on the show.
Well, thanks, Laura. You're fabulous, and Triple Wind Sales has done a lot for us, and we're very pleased to work with you.
Excellent. Well, you have a wonderful day, and we will talk to you soon. Thank you so much, listeners out there. And again, if you want any further information about Mark and his company, you can call me at 973-723-3084. I'd be happy to put you in touch with him. Have a great day, everyone, and thank you again.
Bye. Thank you.